step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Texas.
I don't know that that's how that
Texas,
song goes.
Our Texas.
Beautiful.
Whenever we would perform Texas, Our Texas at Baylor football games, because we would do it in our pre-game show. None of us ever knew the words, so that's just how we would sing it. We would just say,
"Yeah,
Texas, our Texas,
yeah.
Our Texas, our Texas."
Yeah, that's. I don't know that song.
Yeah, I just know Texas, our Texas.
I didn't even know that part.
Here are all of our
drink preparations.
Your excuse.
One of my favorite song transitions that I've ever heard happen in Spice, this just proves how random our music and playlist is, it went from Proud to Be an American, you know, that,
because I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So it went from that to Too Sexy for My Shirt. And, like, some other wild ones have happened, but that one, I was just like, what the
That's
fuck
perfect.
Is happening here?
I love every second of that.
And then I'm not sure how it happened, but one time, the theme song for the anime Devilman Crybaby ended up, and it wasn't the like, actual, like, Japanese version, but it was this one
I
man.
I don't even know that song.
I'll have to show you the video after this. But the... There's this one guy on YouTube who, like, remade it in English, essentially.
Okay.
And, like, sang the English version.
All right.
And it is, he has a great voice.
All right.
It's good. But, like, at one point, it's like, the devil man.
Oh, my God.
And that shit was playing in Spice.
That's perfect.
And that stuff would come on, and I was like, what?
Wonderful.
Because then the next one would be like, Jesus, or whatever.
You need to write that song.
Jesus, or
that's
gonna
whatever.
Be
a hit.
Russian President Vladimir Putin releases 800 tigers and 500 lions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Lions, tigers, and bears?
Oh, my.
Don't wait. Fix your roof now. It advertised that for me at the top of it. It must have been listening to my mom and I's conversation today. Her coronavirus. Russian? President Vladimir Putin releases 800 tigers and 500 lions to enforce no gathering rule in the fucking country. That's true. Is this real? No.
No.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't put it past him. So I'm like, this sounds like some shit Russia would do.
Oh my God.
To be like, yeah, here you go.
That would be perfect, though.
You stay at home for 2 weeks or you go to jail for 5 years. No middle ground. Russia. Vladimir Putin has dropped 800 tigers. Yeah, you're going to fucking die. Wait, lots of people are like, is everyone in on it? Is this real?
I can't tell. I don't think it's real.
It's called ghgossip.com.
Here's what I like to do is scroll to the bottom of the website. And then you can typically see
rapper
if they
Iceberg
are
Slim
satirical.
Finally reveals why he cheated on Juliet Abraham. Thank goodness.
I've been wondering for so long.
I couldn't sleep.
Let's see.
It just gives me all these other options. Shadow Whale preaches the gospel to his fans on Twitter. Exactly what I need is Twitter gospel. Put a lemon next to your bed and the result will be amazing. Look at all this shit I can do at home. I bought me some lemons the other day because I wanted to make lemon pasta because I thought I didn't have pesto at home.
What is today, the 22nd?
Yes.
Okay. BBC News posted coronavirus, no Russia lockdown as Putin puts on show of calm.
Oh. So. Okay, I trust BBC.
Yeah.
BBC, typically, they're one of the, like...
I mean, I would trust them more than GH Gossip.
Yeah. That's when I knew that Waco had hit it big again with fucking up with the Twin Peaks shooting is when BBC started talking about it. And I went, oh, God.
I drove by there that day.
I was at work at Spice.
Yeah.
And they were holding everyone at the convention center across the street. So we had to be escorted to our cars and we had to close down because they were worried someone other more were going to come and break them out. So that was... pretty scaries. I remember hearing like screams outside on the streets.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not even happening here.
It's not here.
Like it happened like 5 miles away.
Yeah.
Why are you screaming here?
I drove right by it like an hour after it happened. Like, and I was like, oh, there's a bunch of cops over there. And that was
lots of people died.
All I thought.
Every business that goes into that building now fails.
Done. Yep.
Probably gonna get less haunted. Yep.
Well, we had a business idea for it.
What did we do? We did?
I had said we needed to turn it into a murder restaurant.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then you said, that's such a good idea. We should do it. And then I said, well, the families of the victims might not appreciate it as much as we do.
Because I was like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, wait. Yeah. But, man, we could really talk to the dead. Let's go. Get it going. Yeah, you don't want to do that. I'll handle that part of the business.
Great. Thank you.
Ghost tours.
Here we
and
go.
And here you can see the kitchen. Where probably no one died.
Here's
but
a gun hole.
Yeah.
A gun hole. Not a bullet hole. A full gun.
A gun hole. We left it in the wall.
Someone didn't know how to use their gun and just started throwing their actual gun at someone.
This one is just like in the cartoons. And it's just a perfect cutout of a little handgun.
Yeah. Great.
I did. The other day, Chris was telling me about the gun that he had because it was a .45.
And Colt .45?
No. And so I was like, so our... And just for clarification, because I know that we had talked about it before, and we did eventually come to the conclusion that, yes, it was an actual gun. But I was like, still, just to be safe, I was like, is Colt 45 a real gun? And he goes, yes, Colt is the maker. It's like you would be saying a Jeep
45
Cherokee. 45
is the caliber?
Yeah. And so he was like, Colt 45. And then his was like a something 45. I don't remember. Westinghouse. Not really. I think that is one of the original gun brands, though, right?
Isn't that the one with the haunted house?
Westinghouse. No. What is it called? Winchester.
Winchester.
Winchester
Mystery
House.
Mansion.
Yeah. My kids didn't.
You know
show
they're doing live streams of tours of that house right now.
You buy tickets?
I don't know how you do it. We can Google it after this.
Okay.
We'll look it up.
Fun.
But you want to talk about what we're going to discuss today?
Yeah, murder.
That's right. We had started this 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, we had planned to talk about this list.
And then we got very sidetracked for like an hour and a half.
Full sidebar nation.
Yeah.
And then kind of was last week as well.
So, yeah. So we talked about Robert Durst. So.
There was these. Sorry. More sidebar.
Go on.
So, of course, when I was in college, I was very into Doctor Who. Because, that's when it started making it kind of its big comeback.
Right.
And so the Weeping Angels were very much one of the things there. There used to be this statue behind, so in between Old Main and the other one that's attached to it. One of them
I'm
going to
tell you right
hall.
Now, I don't you, know anything
true.
About this campus.
Anyways, there's the one of the oldest buildings on campus, and it's like got a little pass through and connected to a very other old building.
Okay.
One of them is called Old Main. I went there for 5 years. I feel like I should know. I don't know. And I don't have a degree to show for it.
Another uplifting note from Caitlin.
This isolation is making me think of everything that's wrong with my life. Just kidding. But there was an art installation behind it of this like weird angel-esque statue. And it didn't even, like, it wasn't, like Greco, like, kind of time. Like, it was just, like, a very, like, kind of abstract angel. Terrifying to walk by at nighttime. It was very, like, it was there during that whole weeping angel thing. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna die. No. I guess it got so many complaints, they had to move it. And they hid it, like, behind the art building. Perfect. It's now, like, tucked behind it. But it used to be over there. And it was very terrifying. Great. I thought all the time that it was a weeping angel. And I was going to, like,
oh, my God.
Get transported somewhere else.
Yeah.
Another time.
So, yeah, no, I was, those were some of my favorite episodes, mm-hmm. The Weeping Angels, because it was very interesting.
Yeah, and then how they ended the
yeah.
ponds with it.
Yeah. So, do good. You want to, since I talked about Robert Durst right. for so long, 2 weeks ago, you want to talk about the next guy?
We're gonna... I texted it in here.
Also, this week my shoulder has been hurting a lot worse.
You want me to be your physical therapist? That's right. I need to call Long Baby because I realized today when I remembered to take my medicine that I'm almost out of my medicine.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, but I don't think I have any other refills. But I'm going to be like, look, I cannot come
in. Oh, he's not
going to
make you come in.
Yeah.
No.
I'll be like, look.
I'm about to call him and be like, can you prescribe something for a UTI?
Do it. I mean, he told me when I... Because I don't have health insurance, he told me, like, he was like, mm-hmm. you get UTIs enough that, like, I trust you to know
yeah.
when you have them. So he was like, just fucking call me.
Yeah.
Tell me that. We'll save you $75 and mm-hmm. I'll just write you the prescription.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know when I get them.
Yeah.
And I can tell when I have one coming on, which is, like, I've been downing water the past, mm-hmm. like, this morning even.
Yeah.
I've had, like, probably at least, I don't know, like, 120 ounces of water
Jesus
today.
Christ.
And because, like, I woke up and I was like, oh, there it is. And so, I mean, I did that. And so, hoping I won't need to get antibiotics because this is not the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nope. Hopefully that stuff I gave you will help.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that was kind of the head of the article. And then now here we're getting into the actual meat.
Right.
Of the article.
Of the confessions.
Yes. So this one is just entitled Chopper. Chomper.
Great.
What is that from? Chomper. Isn't that like a dinosaur?
Don't know.
Anyways, his name is Chopper, not Chomper.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark Chopper Reed, I guess that's his middle name.
Well, it's his nickname.
Yeah, it's his little Nicky Namey.
Mm-hmm.
But they put it in as his middle name
because
they didn't think his actual name was good enough.
I guess so.
They said, you're fucking dumb, Mark Reed. Reed. I forgot his last name was Reed. I was thinking R-I-E-I-D. And then his last name is spelled R-E-A-D, like Reed. Or Red. I'm going to go with Reed. This is a notorious figure in the Australian underground and became famous after his semi-autobiographical books, including How to Shoot Friends and Influence People. That's your quarantine read right there. How to Shoot Friends and Influence People. That's some positivity right
there. That's right.
Anyways, it did inspire the 2000 Australian film Chopper, because you know how Australians love things that kill people.
Uh-huh.
So, thinking of which, Chris was listening in the car one day to the show, and he said, I did not tell you that people in Australia were being... going from door to door and picking people up, and this Australian man and stuff. He was like, that was in China. And then it was reported by this Australian man in China. So I heard Australian man and just assumed it was all of Australia.
I don't even remember what okay. this story was.
It was something, I was like, they're pretty much going like door to door, like bring out your dead Monty Python.
Oh, my and, God. That's right.
Yeah. Was not Australia. So I
Perfect.
Got fact checked there. He was like, I did not fucking tell you.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, cool. And it's only been like 4 weeks since I've decided to update y'all.
Great.
Anyways, Reed spent 23 years in jail for a variety of crimes from assault to armed robbery and was suspected of being involved in several murders, as you may assume.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you write a book like that.
Yes. Before, just a few weeks before he died of liver cancer, in October of 2013, Reed sat down for an interview with 60 Minutes and coldly revealed he had been responsible for 4 murders. He candidly recounted 3 shootings and hanging a child killer in his jail cell. When asked how he felt about it, he showed no remorse, saying that he felt nothing at all. This one's also about a deathbed. Everyone's just deathbed confessions. But I guess he felt nothing to it. And yeah. He hung a child killer. Good for him.
I mean, I'm not mad at him for that one.
I mean, most people in jail, if you fuck with little kids, yeah. they will make your life a living hell. Yeah. You kill your own children, you're a child, Absolutely. Like molester, yeah. anything like that, they will.
Yep.
Because then they're like, yeah, we're bad, but that's like evil.
But you're the worst.
Yes. And yeah. so now we're going to make sure that you get... You pay for it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, also like, oh.
So this one says, the near-deathbed confession. James Brewer was arrested in 1977 after he was suspected of killing his neighbor, Jimmy Carroll, in a fit of jealous rage.
Ooh.
Brewer and his wife jumped bail and skipped town. Oh,
she's in on it.
Fleeing to Oklahoma to begin a brand new life. Why? She has cheated on you.
Yeah, and then why are you going to Oklahoma?
They assumed new names, became active in a local church and started a Bible study group.
Aww, we kill people and then we love the Bible.
But in 2009, Brewer felt the urge to come clean. So this man, from 1977 to 2009, they were just fine.
And this is why I trust no one.
He had suffered a stroke and expected to die, and he wanted to confess to the murder that had been on his conscience for 30 years. His wife brought the police to the hospital to fess up. The only problem, he did not die. He ended up surrendering to Tennessee authorities when he was released from the hospital.
Good.
Yep.
I mean, girl, fuck you.
Years.
That's bullshit.
Good God. Ugh.
Jeez. And to
you were ready for your last rites. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Oh.
It's not that you wanted to help, like, the victim or anything. No, or their
he
families.
Obviously didn't care. If he did, he and had mm-hmm. remorse, he would have said it sooner.
Yeah.
You don't wait till he just was like, oop, I'm going to get out of jail free card, yeah. essentially. It's Monopoly.
Yeah. No.
No, not how it works.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cover. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again. Okay.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over.
This one's entitled Silent But Deadly. So I can only hope it's about someone bloated and farts a lot. You know, you ever see the movie? This is just a movie podcast. Swiss Army Man.
No, I did not see it, but I know.
I love that movie. I made Chris watch it the other day. He hated it.
Great.
He was like, Caitlin, it was just really kind of stupid. And yeah. I was like, but it's fun.
But I know the music is wonderful for it.
Yes.
Because Very Manchester did it all. Yeah. And I love Manchester.
And at one point, the guy is like riding Daniel Radcliffe's corpse.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, he's like, it pushes the air out of him. So mm-hmm. he's just like kind of farting.
Yeah.
And it like. Propels him across.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what I'm envisioning.
Great.
For this.
I think you're going to be let down.
Yeah. I really do because it seems to not be applicable at all.
Yeah.
Anyways, shot dead in 1922, the death of actor and top silent film director William Desmond Taylor was one of Hollywood's most infamous murder mysteries. 42 years later, a reclusive old woman, ooh, living in Hollywood, suffered a heart attack and tried to summon a Catholic priest to make a confession. Ah, she like got out her Ouija board and was like, Catholic priest. It says summon. She lights some candles.
Yeah, no, I think she just called them.
So, hello.
She just got a hold of the church and was trying to get a priest over.
Why she gotta call them? Like, she should be confessing to the police.
No, you have to, which she was obviously Catholic, so she had to confess her sins so that she could go to heaven. Exactly. Oh,
yeah, well, I'm sorry. You should not get that right. Sorry. None could be found. So she confessed to her neighbor instead.
You're just as good.
While dying on the kitchen floor. Revealing that she had shot and killed Taylor when she was a silent film actress. The two were said to be romantically involved, though a motive was never mentioned. Ooh, scandalous. Silent but deadly. I get it.
Oh, my God. I just like the idea of being like, I can't find a priest. Hi, Susan.
Can you come over?
Can I come over real quick? Hey.
Or no, she has to come over to her.
Yeah, can you come over?
So I'm currently dying on my kitchen floor. Yeah.
Don't
can you
call
bring
an ambulance,
recorder?
Though.
Yeah.
I killed someone.
Do you have, like, can you take notes?
Can you send that to the Pope?
Are you a, like, what are they called when they take notes? A historian?
Sure.
In, like, a club?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a historian.
Are you a club historian? Can you take notes of this meeting, please?
Oh, my God.
Write it down word for word. At 9:01, this bitch confessed she was killing someone while she died on the floor.
Oh, my God. So this one is called the watch heist.
This looks like the time turner. Just kidding. It does not at all.
The costliest theft ever in Israel went down in 1983 when a thief walked off with more than 100 timepieces worth millions of dollars. The stash lifted from a museum in Jerusalem included a pocket watch made for Marie Antoinette, valued at more than $30 million. It remained an unsolved mystery for decades until, that is, a Tel Aviv watchmaker in 2006 told police he had paid $40,000 to an anonymous person to buy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
High items that included Antoinette's watch. Okay, that's a crime.
Also, yeah.
You knew it was stolen. You just bought stolen goods. I mean, I guess that's a crime
also,
here. I don't
who
know about
who the fuck is
Jerusalem's
selling it for that
laws.
Low? It's valued at more than $30 million.
Yeah, but you have to look at your risk.
Yeah, I know, but like, damn, at least get like $1 million.
The trail led to the widow of...
$30 million? You're making like no profit. Let me tell you how to run the black market.
Yeah.
I'm coming in.
That's what the black market is known for, is selling things at their actual value.
Well, I know, but like, damn, they could have made a little more profit. I guess, it's all profit. He stole it. Never mind.
Yeah. The trail then led to a widow of Naaman Diller, a notorious criminal active in the 60s and 70s. The widow told police her husband confessed to her just before he died that he committed the heist. He suggested she sell the collection after his death.
Oh, okay.
So that, I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts.
I have some other links I want to click in at the bottom of this.
Go
Woman
for it.
Woman licks plain toilet seat for coronavirus challenge. Mm. I don't actually even want to see that because it's so fucking dumb. One thing all cheaters have in common, brace yourself. This is going to bring up like 80 ads.
So here's another... confessions article that we had talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it?
I do.
Okay.
My Sharona. I just saw it.
Perfect.
I bought Kitty a new litter box.
We already did that. Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Well, it hasn't come in yet.
Great.
Because I bought it with Chewy.
Oh.
Because I was also looking on there for her fucking food because I couldn't find her food anywhere. But today, HEB had it, and they had it only in the 24-pound bag, which I was like, perfect. That's the only size I buy. And so then I bought it, and it was great. So now she had plenty of food, and then I bought some other ones to, like, mix in that was also for, like, an older cat. So I bought it for her, and she was going to be fine. But it was nice to have her actual food again because I didn't really want to get her off of that one completely. And... Robert Durst, all of these are on there. Maybe
so
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy is not. That's right. Mm. You get the real champ here. And this will be the last one.
Did you watch the Ted Bundy Files on Netflix? The documentary that like people where they went and
interviewed
him?
I did not.
I
I have a hard time listening to him.
Yes.
Listening to interviews with him, because I feel like it, again, it kind of goes back to that Bobby Durst thing where I'm like, I feel like this humanizes you and I'm not here to humanize you.
No. Well, okay. Yes. Sorry. I agree. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was very interesting to listen to him because mm-hmm. it made me hate him even more.
Yeah.
Because the entire time.
He was very arrogant.
Yes. And he's like, he went in and he was like trying to paint the story of his childhood mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then just everything, the way that he talked about himself, he mm-hmm. painted himself as the hero.
Yeah.
And it was so delusional.
Yeah.
That it honestly just made me a little sick. Mm-hmm. when I was watching it, and I was just like, this man was next level.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how many times he fucking escaped from prison.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy goddamn. Like, why, people? Holy goddamn.
I did watch that Falling for a Killer on Amazon Prime. Mm. It's the girlfriend, the one that's portrayed by Lily Collins. Mm. It's her and the real one, and she's talking about, like, their relationship throughout all of the murders and, like, how she didn't see it and then when she did, and it's really interesting. You should watch it.
I'll watch that one. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. I've been watching a lot of I Am a Killer.
Okay.
Did I tell you about that yet?
I've watched some of it. I can't get, like, real into it.
There's some that I like because, like, there's some where I'm just like, no, you fucking suck. You're a garbage human.
Yeah.
And then there's others where I'm like, no, actually, that person, like, their voice needs to be heard because they deserve to be, like, they deserve a second chance.
Yeah.
I think I've talked to you about that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy keeps with the criminal. God damn it. Apparently, I've forgotten how to speak since I've been sitting alone and talking to my cat, and I just talk in baby voice all day now. I'm like, oh my god, sweet baby.
Oh my god.
Oh, look at your little feet. Aww. I love her. She's so sweet. Today she was like sleeping like hardcore before I was leaving.
Oh god.
And then I was just like, hi, I love you. And I kept like, and then like I like tapped on her a few times and she was like,
yeah.
And then I like push her a little bit more and I was like, please raise your head up. I want to kiss your face. And she finally did. Caitlin. And she was like, what? I hate you so much.
Oh my god.
But then she sleeps on my face, so I think it's only fair.
Yeah.
Anyways, he keeps with the criminal tradition of making a confession right before death. Yeah, that's also it. He wouldn't admit. He just like didn't believe that any of it happened. And I'm like,
well, it's normal because you think you're going to keep appealing, and at some point someone's going to let you out until it comes time for you to be put to death. And then it's like, well, okay, I guess let out. So someone sent in a priest. And again, let me get my last rites.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You probably ain't going to heaven, bud.
Yeah.
Days before his execution, Bundy sat down for an interview with Detective Robert D. Keppel. The serial killer went into detail about how he killed and dismembered victim Georgianne Hawkins. While on death row, Bundy spoke a lot to Keppel to help him understand the mind of a serial killer. But before he spoke so openly with Keppel, he made one last plea to try it. I keep thinking like,
just call him Georgie.
Georgie. I can't do Pennywise's voice, so I like really thought about it for a second. I like pushed my chin back into my throat to like, Georgie. That's not it.
Oh, perfect.
He made one last plea to try and maintain innocence. And quote unquote, he says, I'll tell you, as long as they attempt to keep their heads in the sand about me.
What?
Ostriches. There's going to be people turning up in canyons, and there are going to be people being shot in Salt Lake City. Because the police there aren't willing to accept what I think they know, and they know that I didn't do these things. God.
And so he didn't confess? Or he only confessed to one?
Okay, wait. Here we go. I think there's more. I think he was just like, I don't know. Before his final arrest, Bundy had managed to escape from prison and kill again. He escaped so many times. Like, The amount of times. I'm just like, the first time he escaped, I would have put, after knowing how many people he killed,
yeah,
I would have been like, nope. Someone is by his side 24/7.
Yeah.
No one ever, ever, ever leaves him. Chain him to the fucking wall. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I ain't gonna be a police warden or something. What are they called? Game warden? No, that's for like animals, right?
Yeah.
Is that how I patrol game. People shooting stuff. And I say, don't shoot that whale with your torpedo. What's a game warden? Mike, what's a game warden?
A game warden is someone who patrols, like, how you can hunt, okay. Right?
Yeah. So that was right.
Hunting patrol person.
Yeah, don't shoot that whale.
Yeah. Yeah.
From our California I'm sorry. Episode.
I was confused on your choice of animal.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just calling it back.
That is a game warden.
Okay. Before his final arrest, Bundy had managed to escape from prison and kill again. Blah, blah, blah. I already said that. His good looks and manipulation even pulled the wool over the eyes of the police in that escape. Uh-huh. He charmed the policemen. In 1989, Bundy was finally executed. He didn't pull any punches before the very end, telling Keppel, I think I stand as much chance of dying in front of a firing squad or in a gas chamber as you do being killed on a plane flight home. Let's hope you don't. I feel like he didn't actually confess. And yeah. Why did they put that on there?
That's not a confession.
I mean, I guess he did go into detail about killing Georgianne Hawkins. I think was her name. So he went into detail about that, but he killed like over what, 40 people?
He killed a lot of fucking people.
I think that he did eventually admit to killing, I think, that much, but I think it's speculated to be, I think, closer to 90.
Mm-hmm.
But he admitted to killing
yeah.
a certain amount, but then yeah. he went into full detail about one. Particular
yeah.
murder
yeah.
and detailed how he did it, which is sickening.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So this one, I don't understand, like it's cut off, so we're not going to fuck with it.
Okay, cool. Great. Love.
Yeah. It's because it starts with dead on the floor with a bullet in his back. But I know that that's mid-sentence because the D is not capitalized.
Oh, is it not was it underneath the Ted Bundy one? Because it says silent but deadly. I think it's the same one that I did earlier.
No, it's William Desmond Taylor, the lineup.
The lineup.
Yeah. So it says
1920 silent
all
actor.
It says is... yes, you're yep. right. Mary Miles Minter?
Was she dying on her kitchen floor? Did she tell Susanna to come over?
No, it was an autobiography where she admitted she and her mother were at the bungalow the night of the murder. Minter's mother had previously threatened the life of another director that made a pass at her daughter. Legend has it that Minter's mother suffered a heart attack.
Legend.
She attempted to summon a priest. Yes.
Okay.
That's weird. It's weird how it went different because this one said the lineup.
It's all a lie.
I don't know. Whatever.
We just told you straight lies.
We told you one story twice. So
there you go.
That's it.
We got some different versions.
You just cut that part out.
leave it in there. Nah.
So anything else you want to discuss?
Well.
You look very solemn and thoughtful here.
I was trying to think. Anything else? I don't know. Last week I forgot, or 2 weeks ago I forgot my car in Chicago. I forgot everything that I did.
Yeah.
So and I was like, I'm probably leaving something out that I plan to talk about. But
well, that's why you got to start taking notes in your everyday life. That's what I've started doing.
Just mm-hmm. today.
Things I need to talk about.
9:04 p.m.
Nope.
I did this.
Nope. Not like you're Doug Funny. I'm saying take a note. Like, I made notes of, like, things I need to mention. How I burnt my leg on an iron.
Yeah, still haven't seen
an
that picture.
Ironed button. Oh, yeah, I'll show it to you. It's still burnt. Don't worry. Cool. Don't worry. My leg is ruined.
Today I put too much tanning lotion on my legs because I said, well, I don't have to wear pants for a long time. So I was like, ting, ting, ting. Let's see. I used some tanning lotion that's probably expired.
Great.
So I'm going to be real splotchy. I did exfoliate beforehand, but I did not shave. So,
All right.
It's probably going to be real bad.
It's fine.
And then I think I probably waited like 30 minutes before I actually put pants on. So
Okay. Well, maybe your pants will just soak up the excess.
Yeah, I'm worried because these are my now favorite pants.
Oh, Caitlin.
Well, I wanted to wear them. They're comfy.
But you just tanned your legs.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's on the inside, so fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's not going to come through.
So, yeah.
This is quality denim.
That's right.
Get I it here first.
I have found that I've ordered a lot of things off of Amazon this week.
Why?
Because I get on Amazon and then go, I think I need that.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of online shopping, uh-huh. and I'm like, this is bad. Mm-hmm. So every time that everyone's like, I have a sale, I'm like, don't look at it. Don't look at it. And that's why I watched 2 seasons of Schitt's Creek.
Smart.
Yep. And one day, because I was like, nope.
Yep.
Can't look at
them.
They're
also like not super long seasons or episodes.
Because I then went back and was like, I had to look because I was like, mm-hmm. oh, God. Because it did ask me about 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still watching Schitt's Creek? And I'm like, yes, stop fucking asking me.
But whenever they ask, it's only like every 3 episodes.
3 or 4, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me mad.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're 13 episodes for the first 2 seasons each. And then they're only like 25-minute
yeah.
long episodes. They're mm-hmm. pretty short. Because there was a few times where I was laying there yesterday and I was like, wait, it's already over again?
I know.
I was like, no, don't be over.
It's great.
More.
Yeah. It's so good.
I loved it. And they relate to my personal life. Mm-hmm. Moira's literally, I think, was modeled after my grandmother.
Yeah.
Marilyn. She'll never listen to this, so it's fine. This is way beneath her.
That's right.
Just like it would be for Moira.
Yeah.
But yeah, good time. Literally, I mean, I swear, they were literally the same person. Because she's what? A theater person, concert, like kind of vocalist. My grandmother is a concert pianist.
Yeah.
And plays for many theaters and musicals. And I remember one time getting a comment of, she accompanied me for my state solo and ensemble for choir. She was my accompanist.
That was nice.
And yeah. She lived in Austin at the time.
Yeah.
And our normal accompanist was sick.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, Mimi, do you think you can learn this for
yeah.
me? This is a pretty simple song piano-wise because, I mean, it's pretty much vocal-driven for a soul. That's
yeah.
just to, like,
yeah.
offer support.
Yep.
So she was like, yeah. She's like, I can sight read that. And I was like, cool, great. Do it.
Well, that's good.
And so she did that. But then one time she heard a recording of me doing a like pop show
uh-huh.
for my high school. And so I was singing, you know, a pop song. It was Paramore. I was singing Paramore.
Okay.
And she said, this is what your voice is better suited for. And I said, well, thanks, Mimi.
Perfect.
Love that.
I love it.
Because after that solo, she ended up actually accompanying a few of my friends
yeah.
as well because one of her pianist didn't show up on time.
Yeah.
And so then she did go in there and like actually just sight read for one of my friends.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, she had a lovely voice. I'm going to stop talking about her voice. And I was just like,
okay.
She's a soprano. She's a classic soprano. I'm a fucking alto too.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do.
There's
we are
not.
Support. Okay.
All we can do as altos is our, you know, sopranos get all the cool, fun tricks.
They do.
We get to sound like dudes.
Yeah.
That's
but then
it.
There's sometimes I was like, there's a few pieces I remember singing that I was just like, oh, this is like a good line.
Yeah.
Where the alto finally gets the melody
yeah.
or they get like some fun, like just like tricky as
yeah.
shit, fucking jumps and
yeah.
octave changes and stuff. And I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah.
But then, yeah. But when you're doing a solo.
Yeah. No.
No.
It's not that fun.
It's not the best.
No.
And yeah, so that was one of my favorite backhanded compliments of hers.
I love
was,
it.
Oh, this is what your voice is suited for. And I said, okay.
See.
Thanks? Question mark?
Well, you know.
I don't know.
She tried.
She did.
She tried. So we are at the Rogue Media Studios.
We are. We are at the ever lovely Rogue Media Studios. Love everything. So much for me to look at and hear. Never get bored. Find something new every time.
Yep. I mean, not me so much. I just look at the Rogue Media
that's
Network
true.
Mural.
I face outwards. But it is a good time. Whoa! Can we record ourselves with a video?
Yeah.
He says kinda.
Oh, kind of. I don't know why I answered that like I know anything.
Can it watch me right now?
No. I think you have to turn it on.
I don't know. The government watches me through everything.
I swear to God. All right. So if you want to reach out to us, just send us anything. Just anything you want to confess to.
Did you murder someone?
Yeah.
Tell us. We'll probably direct you right to the police.
Yeah.
Because that's not really cool.
Yeah. We won't read it on here.
We're not going to keep you. We're not. Your secret is not safe with us if you killed someone.
Yeah, no.
If you did anything illegal.
Yeah, I will fold on anybody. I don't care. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So.
Because justice.
Yep.
For all.
Yep.
Liberty as well.
So, if you want to reach out to us, you can get us at our email,
which is whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. Or you can reach us on Instagram.
And that is also What's Your Excuse Podcast. No spaces or apostrophes or capitalization. None of the above.
And Facebook.
And that is What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and an apostrophe because
we're not animals.
That's right. And where else can you get us? Oh, well, but you can listen to us.
Yeah, you can listen to us.
You can find us on Spotify.
Stitcher.
And Apple Podcast.
And Google Play.
That's right. Google something.
Yeah, Google Podcasts.
Google Podcasts.
You know, if you don't have an iPhone, Google knows. Just find it.
He pointed to his nose.
Perfect. So, and then there was something else. Oh, Patreon. You can sign up, become a patron.
That's right. And you can join our lovely friends of Madison.
Brian and Amanda.
And Brandon. And probably
Ashley and Shelby.
Ashley's for sure not there anymore. Okay, but we still love her for forever.
Yes. So Shelby. So we appreciate you guys. It doesn't sound like it because we are unsure of our list, but we do appreciate you.
We do.
We will get back on top of finding that list.
Yeah. And you guys know not to expect much from us.
That's also true.
But also don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe while you're stuck in this quarantine. If you are just feeling like you need to share some information, shoot our podcast over to someone else that you think might enjoy it.
Yep.
Listen to two other people talk shit about our lives and probably what you're going through as well. Relate to us. Connect. Bond. Do all of the above. Tell your friends, family, cousins, brothers. Tell your cat. I don't care. As long as you write a review and leave five stars.
Yep.
Five stars. Then we'll be your friend forever. Anyways, that's all I have for you. So good night. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
All of the above. See you never.
What's your excuse?
I was like, man, I'm losing time. It's like, we got bigger issues here. Aliens are involved. I don't know where I am.
Oh, my God.
Quarantine, sick of time.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.